This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. Hey everybody, it's Meso.
And James, Mr. Sunday Movings.
We're doing Caravan of Garbage.
It's good to be back doing Caravan of Garbage,
Meso. It's good to be back doing one that is total garbage, that is genuinely bad.
And it's also us returning to a Star Wars TV series that we previously looked at, and this episode is somehow worse and more
absolutely
and more boring.
Well, see, I remember the first one being okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what we said about it. That's the thing. They're also completely unmemorable. But I was like, all right, I'll watch another one of these just to see.
Mm.
And I feel like we were both subjected. I felt I was subjected to it. And so I'm like, James, you got to watch this one as well. Because you were like, hey, you should watch this because it's got a guy called Jan and Solo's about a guy called Han.
Exactly.
And that's the link, apparently.
No. When we did the last one, there was a character that was very similar to that of Rey.
Yes.
And we kind of had this theory that, hey, they seem to be stealing stuff or borrowing stuff from droids and then putting it into the more modern movies. And
for
this
sure.
episode definitely has a bit of that. But this time around, I thought we need a Han parallel. So first of all, got a few things. His name's Jan.
Is it Jan or Jan?
Might be Jan.
Could be Jan.
But also some people call Han Solo Han. So, you know, it's all up in the air.
Absolutely.
There's also, he wears a vest.
He's got great hair.
Yes. He's deep down got a heart of gold, and there's a moment where they're like, that's going to be your undoing, which was Han Solo's undoing.
He doesn't get enough screen time. Instead, it's given to a bunch of garbage droids.
That's right.
It's also a common factor with Han Solo.
And also, there's a rare and expensive explosive item, which ties into the new movie somehow, Mason.
Does it?
Yeah,
okay.
Very much so. Anyway, why don't you kick off this story?
Okay, but what I'm saying is, do you think that these things are a coincidence, or do you think it's genuine theft? Or is it just a coincidence because these are just weird common tropes?
I don't know. Maybe we'll decide at the end.
Okay, we'll do it at the end. Okay. So we're doing droids. This is episode 5, season 1 of droids.
Mm-hmm.
Was there only one season? I don't know. It's irrelevant. And basically, they spend the series like trying to find different masters so they can perform their droidly duties, right?
Yeah.
And so in this one, so it's C-3PO and R2-D2, a droid you love and a droid you tolerate. Which is which? Who knows? They arrive at the planet Tynes Hawkey.
It looks like just another
looks
desert
Tatooine.
Planet.
Are
they all Tatooine? I mean, we've only seen two.
Well, apparently this is the town is called Tynes Hawkey.
Right.
So maybe it's on Tatooine.
Okay.
Maybe they're shuttling around Tatooine. Maybe they just drew the background boards and they're like, we don't want to draw another planet, so it's just going to be desert from now on. Maybe we'll dip it in bleach later and make it a snow planet. But I don't know. Anyway, they're like, "Oh, it's time to get a new master. We'll be doing what we've always wanted to do." And then they basically just dish pigs and waiters at a diner called Dudnik's Cafe. And the proprietor of Dudnik's Cafe is Dudnik, who is Dexter Jetster.
Yeah, I mean he's mean Dexter Jetster.
Yeah, but I mean he's not. What color is Dexter? Grayish.
Yeah,
he's not grayish.
He might be purple.
But that's the thing. He's a weird, giant, mean, four-armed guy. See, that's what I'm talking about. Like maybe it's just, hey, how would a diner manager look? Be weird.
Yeah.
Four arms. Sure. He's got to move a lot of stuff around.
And I think we also mentioned this last time. There's so much stuff in the Star Wars universe. You're bound to repeat. at some point.
Yes, exactly.
Anyway.
Well, anyway, they're just waiting tables at this place.
But mostly just dropping soup on people.
Almost, this show, and it was less so in the first episode we watched, but this episode in particular, it's just people falling over things. Like, that's the humor, and you can't see it, but I'm doing inverted commas, the humor of this episode. It's just an endless array of people just falling over. They're tripping over their own feet. They're tripping over droids' feet.
They're tripping over others.
They're tripping over nothing, and they're falling. And that's the punchline every time, yeah. Followed by a little bit of incidental music that's like, wah, 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 wah.
It also gets them out of situations a lot.
Yeah.
It's like mostly by accident, but they'll be like, someone will have a blaster on them and it's like, uh-huh. Oh no! And then they'll accidentally trip and the blaster will get dropped.
Right. So anyway, they get fired almost immediately. Yeah. So you think, well, that's the end of what's happening at this cafe.
You wouldn't fire a droid. You'd just sell them or rip the parts out of them, yeah.
Turn them into a dishwasher.
Yeah.
Literally a dishwasher.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. What? You're not paying them either.
You could just drill their feet to the floor in front of a sink and just have them wash dishes.
Dishes, yeah. You could drill them to the front of the floor outside the cafe and entice customers in.
That's true.
Yeah, but he didn't do any of these things. He fired them. So they go off to sell themselves. But in the meantime, at the back of the cafe, there's a weird Mad Max reject kind of guy.
Can we call him Cyclops Grindley?
We can call him Cyclops
Grindley. Because he looks like Hoggus Grindley from Captain Planet with a Cyclops visor.
His real name is Solag Den, but we're going to call him Cyclops Grimley. All right. But he's like the local crime boss who does all his business in a cafe. He's like, if you've ever been to you walk into a food court and you see like a job interview taking place, that's the level of crime boss he is. Just like, so you got your resume there? Okay. Did you want a milkshake or a donut or something? What's your greatest strength? Anyway, he goes in. He's in there up the back. A bounty hunter shows up and called Klebzelek. There's too many names.
God, okay.
I know. And he offers him 40,000 keshels.
So it's not credits.
It's keshels.
It sounds like a Rick and Morty thing.
Doesn't it,
like
though?
Like a made-up currency. It's all made up.
But... Or a pop star.
Or a pop star, yeah.
But 40,000 keshes.
That's good, probably.
Yeah, it's heaps. To find a guy before IG-88 finds the guy.
And I'm thinking, I can't wait to see IG-88
in this. What he looks like in animation. I wonder what cool blaster he's got. Spoiler alert, he's not in it at all, even for a second. He's mentioned a lot.
He is.
He's the Kaiser Soze of this.
Boy, is he.
Only in the sense that he never shows up.
This is a real anti-Chekhov's IG-88 situation.
It really
is. You can't
is.
Mention IG-88, then not have him turn up and kill somebody.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Boo.
It's ridiculous.
It's a great episode thus far, though.
Sure.
But anyway, so Cyclops Grimley's like, okay, I'll find him. Even though I'm a crime boss, I also...
Do my own legwork, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. But anyway...
Well, he's got a henchman. He's got
henchman. Anyway, the bounty hunter's like, sure, I'll find him.
Mm.
No problem. Anyway, then the droids go to an auction block.
They take themselves there.
Yeah, they just march themselves to an auction block and then just auction... Again, they're like, we're going to sell ourselves. But like, again, what's stopping somebody going, yep, I'll buy those two.
Yeah.
And, okay, where's my power drill? I'm going to take them apart and then I'll crush their brains and then I'll recycle their parts for plumbing.
Yeah.
Nothing, right? But they're idiots, so whatever. So then they get purchased by the hero of the piece, Jan Tosh.
Yeah.
The beautiful vest-wearing Jan Tosh.
Very similar to Han Solo.
And then he also buys an android, a work android.
Yeah.
And there's never an explanation as to why a droid is different from an android.
No. I mean, they don't seem to like the android.
No.
But the android, it turns out, is more important than nothing.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, but what I'm saying is, why are they calling him an android and not a droid?
Yeah, good question.
There's no difference.
Well, I guess because he's part cybernetic, or they think he is Mason, or he's IG-88. He's not.
He's neither of those, is he? Yeah, right. I mean, I was definitely like, well, there's something up with this weird silent android. Maybe it's because maybe androids are dumb.
Yeah,
maybe they don't talk. Maybe that's it. Okay, we've solved it.
Great.
Right. Anyway, so. The bad guys show up, the bounty hunter and the big dumbass guy show up, and they're like, you know what, the android, it's just the guy. It's the guy who's got a mask on. So,
just to clarify, it's the guy that the bounty hunter is after. That's the guy who's the 40,000 keshels.
The bounty
it's
himself.
Not, it's not an android. It's the guy.
Yeah. Anyway, they get the Jan and the droids get on a big old General Grievous wheel bike.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, maybe the pieces are falling into place here a little bit. It does seem a little... But, I mean, that implies that people are watching this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay, sure, yeah.
That Lucasfilm creative types are like, hey, we need some new ideas for these films.
Mm.
Just watch the old stuff. There's probably some gold
in there. But the thing is, a lot of the people that work there, they've all seen this shit. They grew up on it.
I guess so.
Yeah, just because we don't like it because it's crap and we only watch it for money for this show.
Yeah, right. Doesn't mean some dumbasses couldn't also watch it for much more money.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you're saying? I guess you're probably right. Yeah. Anyway, they get on a wheel bike.
Yep.
And there's a fun old chase sequence.
Good.
Does anything memorable happen in it?
One of them falls off or something. I don't know.
I bet one of them falls off, yeah. I bet C-3PO falls off.
No, I think it's the bad guy falls off.
He probably falls off, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll put a montage over this. It'll be fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, they drive out.
Don't promise fun.
Yeah, that's right.
It'll be. How about that?
It'll certainly be, won't it? It'll be a video of some sort. Mm. Anyway, they drive out. They avoid the bad guys. They end up back at the mine that is operated by Jan's uncle, Putch.
Oh, God, yeah.
Anyway.
Let's call him Wilford Brimley.
Yeah, because he's just Wilford Brimley. He's just an Old West prospector.
That's it.
Played by Wilford Brimley.
And again, he talks about Jan, because he sent him out to get a mining droid, but instead he brought back an android that's not an android, a useless butler robot, and a bin with wheels.
Correct. All the greats.
And he's like, hey, your good nature is going to be the end of you, Han, or whatever your name is.
Yeah, right.
Which again, that's what happens to Han Solo. His good nature, sometimes it gets him into a great situation where he helps blow up a Death Star and he gets a medal and he's like, fuck yeah, I'm the best. And other times, he gets murdered.
That's very true.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It is his downfall.
Yeah, no, right.
I think it's important, though, that Uncle Wilford Brimley, the most important thing about that character is he gets angry and he kicks R2-D2 and then he farts.
Yep.
I don't know if you remember that.
Uh-huh.
I rewound it. It definitely 100% happens.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, I think that we'll put that on his tombstone. Those two things.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of shit, mother f***. Or sales. I definitely prefer, don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, NYX, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. And you know what's really annoying? When you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot. Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify, and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect.
Anyway, they quickly discover that the android is this guy, this yeah. bounty, this guy, and he's mute and he's an idiot.
Yes.
Evidently. But they just, so the guy, the uncle just sets him to work in the mines.
Yeah.
Which is good. I mean, why wouldn't you?
But it turns out
life's cheap in the mines.
But he's really good at being in the mines.
Yeah, right.
He saves the uncle's life. Mm-hmm. He lifts some big things.
Yeah. And I mean, if all, you know, disadvantaged people had to do to gain the respect of the more privileged was to save their life constantly.
Yeah. And work in a mine.
Yeah, life would be better, wouldn't it?
Yes.
In the meantime, back at Dudnik's, back at the cafe, the big henchman shows Cyclops Grindley just a sample of the element Nurgon.
Yes.
Some of them, which is the most powerful, unstable mineral of them all, because they use it to make proton torpedoes probably or something.
Again, there's a very similar story element in Solo, A Star Wars Story, now in theatres.
Ooh!
Yeah.
Do they call it Nurgon?
Yes. No.
Okay, I was going to say, because that'd be a definitive link if they were like, yeah, we got this Nurgon.
Yeah.
But anyway, So Grindley's got a mining operation because he's the crime boss, and he's like, look what we found in your mines. We found the Nurgon. Yeah. We discovered the Nurgon, and he's like, great, I'm gonna gather up all the Nurgon. I'm gonna work my workforce to the bone, dig up all the Nurgon, sell it to the Empire.
Yeah,
good
work. 'Cause
I'm an absolute dog of a bloke, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, luck would have it, Jan and the droids just enter the cafe again with the main man, with the bounty.
Yes.
The dude.
And also then they're saved by someone called Jessica.
Yeah.
Who shows up, who then promptly disappears.
She's in the next episode.
Okay. Spoilers. Right, okay.
Just so you know, that's what we call a little foreshadowing.
For an episode we'll never watch.
Correct. Mm. What's Jessica Mead's adventure? Who cares? Why is her name Jessica also?
Good question.
Why? Who? How do they determine who gets a normal name like Luke and who gets a wacky name like Dexter Jetster?
George Lucas just going mad over a period of decades.
I guess that's true.
Also, Jessica has a little stun prod,
yes,
which turns up in The Last Jedi. Rose uses one.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I'm saying, Mason. It's all connected. If you think it's not connected, you've lost it, mate.
Mm. Don't we also see the stun prod in... We see it in Rogue One.
It's in Rogue One as well. Yeah,
okay,
yeah, right. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm. Okay, cool.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, right, okay. So anyway, Cyclops Grindley's just like, all right, get him. And then there's a fight. And a lot of people fall over.
Yep.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's
people
great.
Are tripping over everything, right?
It's very uh-huh. funny.
Yeah. Then Grindley gets the upper hand. He captures Jan Solo, the alien dude, the droids. He puts him to work in the mines.
His mines.
Yes.
There's two mines. And it turns out that the alien guy is really a prince from his home planet.
Correct.
And that's why that guy is paying 40,000 Skablarklans. So he could bring him back and save his people.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah.
So basically, he's presented with the royal scepter of his royal family.
It's pretty
and
good.
He immediately gains back his mental faculties and like a sweet scepter that shoots lasers or whatever it does.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah. He's the rightful head of the throne. And he explains, if I remember correctly, that he lost his memory thanks to the magic of an evil vizier.
Oh, yeah. Who we never meet.
We never meet. But maybe it's in the next episode, which we'll never watch.
Or a previous episode.
Previous episode, which we'll also never watch. Anyway, the evil vizier has taken the throne for himself.
Yeah.
Again, I guess on another... Who cares?
Yeah, right.
Another planet?
Another sand planet.
Yeah, I guess. All this sand is mine now.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, they're like, yeah, we'll just escape the mines, I guess, because, like, there's deadly gas
being that,
released in the mines.
Because of that element they unearthed, the rare one that he's going to sell to the Emperor.
The Nurgon.
Nurgon. It's poisonous and very explosive. And yet the guy who's a miner, who runs, not a miner, he's presumably over 18, but who runs this mining operation.
Did you write that joke before this?
No, I didn't. That's just a good joke.
Was it always in the back of your mind?
It's always ready.
You're like, at some point I got to say, I'm ready. I'm on a hair trigger.
That's why I picked this episode.
Yeah. And we're all almost out of the mining scene. So you're like, oh God, here we go.
But this guy doesn't know that this rare element that he's going to sell can explode.
Yeah, he's blissfully unaware of this. He's just like, well, it must only explode when you put it in a proton torpedo or something.
Yeah.
Why are you in the mining business?
Good question.
That's an occupational health and safety nightmare. If it wasn't also a mob boss that works out of a cafe... He'd be run out of this
town.
He
has a headquarters as well.
Yeah,
he
right?
could do all his mob stuff from a headquarters.
Yeah. Anyway, all the droids, they fight their way past the droid, all the mining robots and whatever's.
Pratfalls galore.
There's so many pratfalls. At one point, I think there's a weird rescue attempt, like the...
Oh, yeah, there's
R2-D2 falls into a pit,
and
he's about to be killed by a steamroller, and then our friend with the magic scepter dives in and rescues him.
Yeah,
it's pretty incredible.
It's high octane.
It's incredible in the sense that it's incredible that they thought this would entertain children in 1985, I guess. Maybe it did, though.
Maybe.
But there must have been good stuff from back then, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, who's to say?
Yeah. Mm. And then they break into his office.
Yes.
He's got an office there, and he's just like, and Grindley's just like, all right, I'm going to abandon you guys. I'm going to leave all of you. I'm going to take my Nurgon and I'm going to escape and make all the money for myself.
As the facility is about to explode.
Exactly. Yeah. And then that's when his henchman turns on him because he realizes that he's going to be out of money.
Well, he runs out of the room and then they chase him.
Yes.
And then there's three branching pathways and they all split up to find him.
Yes.
And C-3PO and R2-D2 find him.
Hmm.
And then they have a bit of a punch-up, sort of. Is that what happens?
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Sorry, it's henchman turn, sorry.
The henchman turns up, and he's just like, and he's furious. He turns on Grindley. The droids knock out Grindley. They deliver him to the nearest security station.
Yeah.
The cop shop. And then he's just like...
They cut his throat and left him in the desert.
Oh, that'd be so good. That's what we need. We need somebody to make like a behind-the-scenes droids where they're just getting up to all the stuff they should be getting up to. They're
absolutely
definitely getting up to, right?
Yeah.
And then Mon Jolpa, who's the king, the prince.
Oh, yeah.
A missing prince. He's like, oh, so grateful... I'm back. I'm back, baby.
Mm.
I'm going to go back to my home planet.
And beat that vizier to
Poochie
death.
Style. Yeah. I'm going to go back to my home planet. I've ruined this enough. I've ruined this franchise enough. It's time for me to float up into space and regain my throne.
And boy, does he.
Does he? I don't know. I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah. Oh, also, so the guy who's dead in the desert, his mine explodes. And as a result of that, Uncle Wilford Brimley's mine... is revealed to also have that rare element.
That's right.
So he's rich.
He's
also
rich. Yep.
And then they all kick each other accidentally or something and they fall over. And
God, I love slapstick.
And then it's the end, I guess.
How did you feel about this?
It's bad and crap.
Do you feel as robbed as I felt when you made me watch it initially?
And that's so normally how we do this is one of us watches it and tells the other person.
Yeah.
But you
and we both agree that it's bad. Only one of us having the full amount of information.
Yeah.
But I absolutely insisted you watch this,
and I hate you for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, it's not good. It's worse than the other one. I mean,
Do you think it's a quality arc? Like, do you think it's a dip? Do you think the first one was the best episode? Like, they put the most thought into the first episode?
It would seem so, I guess.
Mm.
I mean, but then again, maybe if I saw this first, I'd think the other one was better. Because they're both bad and they're both set in a desert.
Yes.
So there's nothing really, you know, maybe I just have more fondness for the last one. Because I saw it first.
Yeah,
I'd
right.
never seen it before.
Uh-huh. And there was a novelty value.
Yeah, but this is no good. And I can understand why, I don't know, they didn't keep making this forever.
Here's the thing, though. It is terrible. Would you recommend people watch it?
No.
But just to see how terrible it is.
No.
I think it's gone all the way. For me, it's gone all the way around in a loop. You should definitely watch it.
Okay.
Just to see how bad this is.
Right.
Well, then watch the next episode of this to see the return of the king and the return of the great Jessica Mead.
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, so this is Caravan of Garbage. I hope you...
didn't kill yourself yeah. after you watched this.
We do videos here every Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday. We also have a podcast called The Weekly Planet where we talk movies and comics and TV shows every Monday. You can also find that at thegreatplanetbroadcasting.com. That's right, I said
great. It's just
great.
Called planetbroadcasting.com. It's not called, it's not thegreatplanetbroadcasting.com.
No.
It's not like thefacebook.com.
No, it's absolutely not. Mm. But you can check out a bunch of stuff there.
If you've got at thegreatplanetbroadcasting.com.
If you've got something to recommend that you'd like us to look at, a comic or a video game or a book or a TV show or whatever... please do so in the comments.
Drop us a line.
And what did you think of this? Was it any good? Obviously not. But you can have an opinion also, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But if you think it's good, no, you're entitled to that opinion. It's fine.
But you're wrong.
Yeah.
Also, if you're watching the audio version, there is a video version.
How would I watch the audio version?
You can watch the
I could watch the wave, couldn't
you? Can
I?
Watch the wave.
I'll watch the wave. If you're surfing that wave, cool cats, there's a video version also.
Hang 10 over to the video version.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Grab that gym, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye. What a bad thing.
It's so... I don't understand. But I'm compelled. I kind of want to watch... I kind of hope that people demand we watch another one.
Yeah.
So we have to watch the next one.
We've got to find a parallel to the next Star Wars film.
That's true.
And we'll come back.
It was... Are you still recording?
Sorry, this is the recording, yeah. What else do you have to say?
I'm just saying, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right that it was a weird ripoff.
Mm.
Yeah. I'll never admit it, though.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.